has reiterated that there will be no return of Qadarism under President Hakainde Hichilema's administration. Speaking at a press briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwetwa re-echoed that there will be no violence tolerated under the United Party for National Development, UPND, leadership. He said in order to return to normalcy in public spaces, particularly bus stops and markets, the council has been given a mandate to run the institutions. Mr. Mwetwa, who is also a Minister of Information and Media, stated that the UPND government is against political violence, underscoring the party's stance to maintain peace and order. Any remarks that were made as an indication of the return of Qadarism is now and void, said Mr. Mwetwa. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwetwa has condemned the attacks that occurred yesterday at the Patriotic Front PF Secretariat in Lusaka, warning that whoever is found breaking the law is on their own.
President Hakainde Hichilema has not given any instruction to abandon his presidential directive that all those who want a return to political violence, that they are on their own. So we want to endow the conscience of the nation that the President Hakainde Hichilema, his administration, and his party, the UPND, abhor political violence.
Luangwa District Commissioner Luke Chikani has flagged off the distribution of the farming inputs under the Food Security Pack FSP program to over 2,100 vulnerable but viable beneficiaries in the district. Mr. Chikani said the government's vision to ensure that every household that is vulnerable but viable in the country has enough food, hence the continued implementation of the Food Security Interventions programs. Zanis reports that Mr. Chikani, who was represented by Luangwa District Administrative Officer Priska Kabosha, encouraged farmers to produce as much crops as possible in order to ensure domestic food security. Mr. Chikani further advised the farmers to be wary of the possible devastation of their crops by wild animals, urging them to be proactive by protecting their fields from invasions by elephants. And Assistant Luangwa District Community Development Officer Harriet Piri explained that this is the last time the current beneficiaries are receiving the FSP farming inputs because they have been on the program for 3 years now. Media Institute of Southern Africa MISA chairperson Lorange Senga has called on journalists from the private media to participate in media awards as this helps them improve journalism skills. These remarks come after the official launch of the 2026 Southern African Development Community SADC Media Awards competition, where Ministry of Information and Media Permanent Secretary Thabo Kawana stressed the need for journalists from private media to participate in such competitions. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mrs. Chisenga encouraged all journalists to participate in these competitions, stating that it helps increase competence and confidence in media professionals. When journalists avoid participating in such competitions, it implies that they are not confident in the work they are doing, said Mrs. Chisenga. Mrs. Chisenga added that the SADC Media Awards are less about competition and prizes, but more of a platform created to help improve journalists' ethical and competence skills, encouraging them to always keep a record of their works for quick submissions once such competitions are launched. She further urged governments to continue providing access to information and creating a safe environment for media practitioners in Zambia.
We do awards, like the MISA awards, most of the time there are those awards which are not entered, but we recognize people who are out there doing journalism jobs, and we recognize them. We just want to let them know that we are excited with whatever they are doing, and we are happy for them. And then we recognize them as MISA, we give awards as well. So we urge every journalist to be ethical.
Kafue District has received 600 bags of rice, each weighing 50 kilograms, from the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, to strengthen food support for vulnerable households in the area. Kafue District Commissioner Morisi Kapolwe, who received the consignment on behalf of the district, said the relief food will cushion vulnerable families' susceptibility in times of emergencies or food shortages. Mr. Hikapolwe stated that Kafue District is fully prepared to handle any form of disaster because the government has put in place response mechanisms to ensure timely intervention. He noted that the district disaster management structures are active and ready to distribute the rice to communities in need, especially those identified as being at risk of food insecurity. Ms. Ahikapulwe has since commended DMMU for its continued support, adding that the provision of the rice shows the government's commitment to safeguarding the welfare of citizens. In African news, officials from the UN Refugee Agency, World Health Organization and United Nations Mine Action Service on Friday delivered stark warnings over the deteriorating situation in Sudan. The military and the rival paramilitary rapid support forces, or RSF, went to war in 2023 when tensions erupted between them. The army and RSF are former allies that were supposed to oversee a democratic transition after a 2019 uprising. The fighting has killed at least 40,000 people, according to the World Health Organization, and displaced 12 million others. Coming up shortly, thousands protest against government in Mexico as clashes leave 120 injured. This and more, stay tuned.
Young people are under pressure to do what their friends and other young people are doing. To protect yourself, develop a strong will and say no to harmful behavior. As a young person, protect yourself from HIV by focusing on your future and achieve your goals and avoid sex before marriage. HIV and AIDS are here and will continue spreading if you do nothing.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. At least 120 people, 100 of them police officers, have been injured in clashes during anti-government protests in Mexico City, police said. Thousands of demonstrators marched in the Mexican capital on Saturday to protest against violent crime and President Claudia Sheinbaum's government. Sheinbaum said the marches, which also took place in other cities, had been funded by right-wing politicians who oppose her government. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has reiterated that there will be no return of cadrerism under President Hakainde Hichilema's administration. Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA Chairperson Lorraine Chisenga, has called on journalists from the private media to participate in media awards as this helps them improve journalism skills. And officials from the UN Refugee Agency, World Health Organization and United Nations Mine Action Service on Friday delivered stark warnings over the deteriorating situation in Sudan. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X and YouTube with the handle RTV News. My name is Chimba Chilopa. Stay tuned.
Limited is Zambia's newest telecommunications service provider with the fastest data connectivity, the widest fiber optic coverage, and the most stable and reliable network in Zambia. Fibercom is your internet kasuite.
Fibercom, your absolute connection.
Public notice. Amnesty on property rates. Notice is hereby given that Chilanga Town Council at its sitting on Friday 29th August 2025 under minute number CTC 04/08/25 in line with the provision of Rating Act number 21 of 2018. Resolved that 30% amnesty be given to residential leaseholders with outstanding rates up to December 2024. 25% remission will be given upon clearing the outstanding balance on rates payable for 2025, while those that cleared 2024 will be given 10%. The amnesty will be valid from 1st September 2025 to 31st December 2025. All ratepayers are expected to clear their arrears within the stipulated time.